Excuse me?
Lineup changes? Is Brian Lee playing tonight?
Yes. Yes.
Bobby Butler in?
Yes.
Eric Conger out?
Conger's out, yes. We're going to play 7D.
Is that going to be a little bit tough, or?
I don't anticipate it being tough at all, no.
Why are you going 7D?
We want to see what we can do with the ice, with the minutes, and see if we can get out of our zone better. So if we play 7D, we should be able to keep our minutes of the players down.
Can one of them expect to see a shift or two up front, or
no,
just rotating?
No. We'll play 7D.
You put like Butler, will you give him top 6 minutes kind of thing?
We're going to give Butler an opportunity to do what he does. I mean, Bobby's missed the first three games, and he can't... As I've said many times, it's hard to learn the game just without playing the game. And so he's been diligent and worked hard in practice on his skating and his defensive game. And he's we can't just keep sitting him out. So Eric Conger's also a young player that needs to learn. And sometimes you can learn a lot by sitting in the press box and going over some video and working at your game. And you know, Bobby just might shoot in the net in the first period.
Is this part of having a lot of young players that it's going to take them time to that consistency to develop it and just kind of?
Well, I think a lot of it definitely has to do with having young players, and all of them, we can't play them all, but we all have to. We have to try to manage the games and the situations based on giving them an opportunity to succeed. And Butler, Bobby didn't get to play in the first three games, so I don't think we can just continue to have him be the guy that sits out just because he was the guy that started to sit out. So I think that, and then Eric Conger's not coming out of the lineup because he's not a good player or that he played poorly. It's more about trying to manage the ups and down consistencies of the players and trying to get them when they're in the lineup, when they're playing with an opportunity to be going up as opposed to be going down.
When you have young guys, though, is it easier on them to say, I know everybody wants to play?
No, it's the hardest thing you have to do as a coach is to tell a player he's not playing. Absolutely the hardest thing to do is to bring someone in and to tell them that you're not playing.
But as a coach, you're not going to, you may lose an old guy if you sit them, but with a young guy, will it light a fire?
Oh, well, I think at this point in time, I think you can get the same result with both, I would say. That would be the expectation if you did that.
If it's the hardest thing you have to do as a coach, and would you rather at some point have like a 18 scare, two goalie roster on, or are you comfortable with having extra?
Well, that would be perfect, but we all know you can't do that either because you're going to run into injuries and you have to have extra players around.
As a head coach, you can delegate an assistant to tell somebody there's.
I don't think that's right. No. I think if you're sitting somebody out, it's my job to do it, it's not their job to do it.
Were you ever told
scratching
your mind?
Yes.
It's annoying the other side of it.
Well, for me, I sat out 5 games in a row my first year in Winnipeg, and I flew my dad out from Anacortes, Nova Scotia to watch me play. So we had a good time watching the game together. I never missed another one, though.
When it comes to Sergei Gonchar, I don't know how you assess his play in the first three games, but was it tough for you to sit there and listen to A, the foreign player, and head coach him be booed on opening night in his own building?
I think I've been booed, so I've been that too. So it's something that you, I think it's a motivator. You have to show people. I think it's, if your fans aren't happy with how you play, they should express that they're not happy with how you play. And conversely, if you play better, they should appreciate that you play better. And to me, it's just a signal of that you need to be better.
Do you sense it's bothering him or that he's using it as motivation?
I don't sense it as bothering him. So.
Was he better in the last game for you?
I think all three of the veteran players were better in the last game, but we still need them to be better.
Any else for Coach?
All right, thank you. on a game day, you're friends with a lot of them, but when the puck drops, it's all business, and you have no friends but the friends on your team.
There's always that saying you want to show up your former team if they made a mistake of whatever it was, of getting rid of you, of not re-signing you, or whatever. Is it the same for you?
No, it's, it's what's happened is in the past, and you just got to look forward, and when one door closes, another one opens, so you just got to look forward and be optimistic about every situation you get put into.
Does it help a goaltender knowing the opposition is what
they
should do in an ace game?
It could go both ways. You think that one guy's going to do something and he does something completely different. So I just got to go in and read and react the game and just do what I do best, and that's just stop the puck.
How are you feeling as game four now? Are you feeling more and more comfortable?
Every game you play, you get more comfortable in there, and you get to know the guys better, and everyone kind of reads off each other a little better. And it's going to be a learning process. There's always going to be mistakes made, and you make up with that with hard work and desperation. So, we're all working together, and when everyone's working together, good things will happen.
From your view,
back to Colorado for a second. You knew it, being a UFA, and they were making lots of changes. Were you surprised at all by the MLB?
You're always surprised when you get traded. It's not something that you go in and you want to be traded. I mean, you pour out your heart and soul with the guys in that room, and the last thing you want to do is shake their hands and bid farewell. It's always tough, when those type of situations happen. But like I said, you got to be optimistic about the new situation you're coming into and start fresh. There's always building blocks to build on.
I feel good. It's actually game number two, but it's just going to feel good when I get out there. I just got to play how I know how to play and just be confident and shoot the puck.
All right. Found yourself having a tough time? Do you feel like you've had a tough start?
I feel pretty good. I just got to keep working hard and just do what I do and shoot the puck. But, yeah.
Did you change anything in your game prior to the season? Like compared to what you were doing last year, did you change anything?
No, I just went back to the basics. That's a couple times happened last year, so I just need to stay focused and work even harder when it's not going the right way.
The fact that you're playing on the fourth line, is that for you, without saying in a winning situation, is it hard for you to make yourself show that you can produce and all that?
Yeah, that's why when I get a chance, I got to bury it. Because it might be one chance, it might be two chances, might not get a chance, but just got to play defensively and show the coach that he can trust me in the D zone and then hopefully get more chances.